This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Summit News Hour. We have a situation in Europe, in the Netherlands, where the New York Post is now reporting that the Netherlands is on the brink of civil war. Those are their words, not mine. As rioters strike again over COVID-19 curfew, we're going to get into that. Who exactly is behind the rioting in Holland? You've literally got people blowing up bridges in protest against this 9 p.m. curfew. Is it all what it seems? Probably not. We're going to get into it. And the same people who back in March in the UK said it was xenophobic to close the borders, that it was racist to close the borders to fight the spread of COVID-19, and now heralding and citing New Zealand as the model example of how to fight COVID-19. Yeah, you know why there's no COVID-19 in New Zealand? Because they closed their borders. They closed their borders right at the start. They've still got them closed. Similar situation in Australia. Australia is now saying they're probably going to remain closed. Their borders are going to remain closed for at least another year. And you've got all these leftists on Twitter who said it was outrageous to suggest closing the borders back in March. The World Health Organization came out and said that. They said it was discriminatory against Chinese people to have border controls to try to stop this virus. New Zealand does it. They've got zero COVID cases. And all the liberals are like, why didn't we follow New Zealand's example? You were the ones saying it was racist. Joe Biden responded to Donald Trump's tweet last year when Trump said that the borders needed to be closed to stop the China virus, said that Donald Trump was being xenophobic. Now Biden's done exactly that. And PolitiFact did a fact check on it and said, oh, Biden never said that was xenophobic about Trump. It's literally there in black and white. This is the problem we have with the media now. All that fact-checking has now disappeared because Trump is out of office. The Washington Post has come out and said it's not going to carry out any more fact-checks. They're done and dusted. The most pressing, hardcore questions they're asking the Biden administration in the press conferences now is, are you going to change the color scheme on the plane? Biden is pictured with his family not wearing a mask on federal property in violation of the executive order he signed hours before. A Fox News reporter asks about it, and what does the press secretary say? Oh, we got more important things to worry about. Literally, they had frothing meltdowns every 5 minutes over Trump not wearing a mask. When Biden violates his own executive order, oh, they just brush it off immediately. Incredible. We're going to get into what's happening in the UK with this COVID lockdown, which, by the way, they've now given the councils the power to extend it until July. So people saying it's going to be over by spring, maybe not. We've been told by Bill Gates and others that it won't be over until 2022. We now have a pandemic economy, entire industries being planned around a future pandemic economy that will last for years, and we're going to have a report on that. They're now repurposing robots to enforce social distancing and mask wearing and saying they're going to replace humans because humans are dangerous and we can't be around each other. Again, this is about atomizing society to an even greater degree. So we're totally disconnected from each other and totally dependent on these technocrats who are admittedly taking over society, using COVID as an opportunity, in their own words, an opportunity for a great reset. We're going to get into that as well. Of course, we have the start of the Davos World Economic Forum, the group behind the Great Reset, the group behind these vaccine passports that governments promised us would never come to fruition. Now they're being rolled out on a daily basis. We're also going to talk about what's happening in terms of America, in terms of this growing unrest, in terms of the occupation of D.C. And we're going to talk about how now they're going after Telegram. They're now saying because some people said some violent things on Telegram that that needs to be banned too. Summit don't use it the right way.
The technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is PrepareWithAlex.com. And as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, you need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. The last 25 years, 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find. And it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the forced GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in for the long globalist fight. You'll win in the end.
You're listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Back with the Summit News Hour, and I'm going to recap what I said in the first five, and then we're going to delve into this news. We've got a situation in the Netherlands where they're talking about the edge of civil war, basically 150 people arrested in response to these riots over curfew. Who was behind the riots? We're going to get into that in a second, but we have a situation in the United Kingdom where we're still under a coronavirus lockdown, maybe under one until the summer, where people on Twitter, leftists, because New Zealand was trending earlier, are saying, why didn't we follow the example of New Zealand and Australia? Because they've basically defeated COVID. What a failure Boris Johnson is for not following that strategy. That strategy, the reason why they've basically eliminated COVID is because they closed their borders early and still have them closed. Not only that, have come out and said, we're going to keep them closed for the next year. So you have these same leftists who back in March, when we were saying close the borders, said, oh, you can't do that. It's xenophobic. Again, going off the WHO script where they came out and said you can't profile Chinese people coming into the airports because, again, that's discriminatory against Chinese people. In fact, you had a whole public relations campaign in Italy, and I made a video about this last year, where the mayor and the other authorities in Florence and these other Italian cities were paying people to go around the city and hug Chinese people. Okay, this was in January, February, right before the pandemic hit. And it hit Italy particularly hard, if you'll remember. The government there, going off the WHO script, was literally saying it's racist to not profile Chinese people coming into our country. And they literally paid people in a public relations stunt to go around the city and hug this Asian man to prove they weren't racist. So you go from that to what we're at now. You go from Trump closing the borders to many countries back near the start of the pandemic, Biden literally coming out and saying it was xenophobic to do that. And now even today you have Politico fact-checking that and claiming, oh, Biden never said Trump was xenophobic for closing the borders to stop the spread of COVID. Yes, he did. It's in black and white. So all these people at the beginning of the pandemic who said it was xenophobic and racist to close the borders to stop the spread of COVID-19 are now saying, and now citing New Zealand and these other countries that closed the borders and said, well, why didn't we do that? Because you opposed it at the start. You went off the WHO script from the very beginning. And now we have a situation in the Netherlands where they've had 3 nights of brutal riots. You've got people literally blowing up bridges because of 9 p.m. curfew that was imposed as part of this latest lockdown. Meanwhile, in the UK, headline at Summit News, and we got the video, which we're going to roll in a second. COVID police enter home to break up baby shower party. A video out of the UK shows police in London entering a home to break up a baby shower party after a neighbour snitched on the family. It's always the neighbours, isn't it? If you'll remember, we had a few weeks ago another video which showed police entering a home in Scotland and arresting family members on the mere allegation alone that they had violated social distancing. And of course, once again, the tip-off came from a neighbour. You have the top news programmes in the United Kingdom constantly asking, oh, well, should we snitch on our friends and families and our neighbours for the greater good? They constantly have this debate running in the background, and now we're seeing more and more examples of it. Here is the clip out of East London where the police enter the home, find a bunch of people, tell the rest of them to leave because, God forbid, they were having a dinner party. Let's roll the clip.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, you're really good dinner. Who doesn't live here? You don't all live here. Who doesn't live here? Right, who owns the house or who is the main occupier then? You?
Me and him.
That's it.
Actually,
she... Right,
sir.
Can I have a
sandwich out
of
you?
Yep. Is it a baby shower? Okay. We've had a call, obviously, because you're all here. So, obviously, you're breaking COVID rules. We can find every adult here. Every single one of you. £200 each it is. Because you're breaking the rules.
But unfortunately, the way things are, you know...
That was in East London on Sunday. Two of the men in the house were fined £200. The rest were told to leave. And as I pointed out in this article, imagine if you told people a year ago that police would have the power to enter people's homes, fine family members and friends for having a dinner party. They'd have called you completely insane. And what situation do we have now? Everyone meekly accepts it. And we've created this precedent where the government can impose any kind of measure whatsoever on the population. They will meekly accept it under the guise of any emergency situation. This is so dangerous. And yet you look at the polls, 70% of the population supports it. How many would support it if you told them that it's not going to end? They're going to keep bringing it back every single winter. They're going to make this mask mandate permanent. Now we have this headline. CBS medical editor says Americans should wear two face masks. One's not good enough. If you want to be a double plus good virtue signaling queen or king, you have to wear two masks. Now, of course, by implication, that means that masks don't work, but let's not talk about that. They literally have, I mean, maybe two's not enough. Maybe three. Maybe a mask isn't enough. Maybe you need a gas mask. Maybe you need a hazmat suit. Again, it's all a test of what you will tolerate. And so far, people have basically said, oh, we'll roll over and let you tickle our bellies. We'll tolerate anything. Meanwhile, the dastardly criminal offence of throwing a snowball is being brutally cracked down on once again in the United Kingdom. UK COVID cops threaten £200 fines for people having snowball fights. They've threatened it again. Numerous police forces over the past few days have come out and said, don't you dare. Don't you dare. In fact, the quote from one of the police chiefs was, don't be tempted. Snow fell in many parts of the country over the weekend, providing a welcome distraction to the fact the country has been under some form of lockdown for the best part of 10 months and won't end until the summer, probably. Maybe they'll give us a few months of freedom once again, and by October, November, get back in the mask. However, this prompted authorities to become even more draconian, urging people not to engage in snowball fights or sledging or face the risk of being fined. Forces in London, Surrey and Wiltshire sent out warnings urging Brits not to break lockdown while enjoying the snow. So you had a bunch of tweets from these inspectors. You have all these inspectors on Twitter who like to share their little political opinions and like to enforce everything on Twitter. I think individual police officers should be banned from tweeting at this point because they always use it to intimidate people. Kingston police said, quote, it's so beautiful to watch the snow fall from the comfort of your own home. Plus, there's a pandemic going on. So basically, they're saying, don't leave your home. Stay inside. You can't even go outside in the snow, even though it's in the law that you can go out and you can exercise. But of course, maybe not for much longer. They're literally fining people for drinking coffee while they go on rural countryside walks. Video: Texas police officer threatens to tase a man for not wearing a mask. This happened a few months ago, I think, but it's just come out on Twitter. It's gone viral yesterday. Basically, the cop completely overstepped his boundaries. He immediately was confrontational with the individual that wears your mask, immediately pointed a taser at him, called for backup, despite the fact that the man who was committing the deadly sin of not wearing a mask inside a gas station store questioned the officer briefly, but then complied, put his hands on his head, didn't even say anything. Yet this police officer was on a power trip, continued to point the taser at him. And of course, with Biden's mask mandate, we're only going to see more of this. Summit.news, we'll be back. Don't go.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
We have 19,388 COVID deaths under Biden's watch. Of course, the rules as have been set out over the past 10 months are that the sitting president, no matter what he's done, no matter what his policies are, no matter how long he's been in office, is personally and directly responsible for every single COVID death. The left set that rule. So now Biden's been responsible for almost 20,000 COVID deaths in America. We showed you that video before the break. Texas police officer threatens to taser man for not wearing a mask. Going to see more of that over the next 100 days with Biden's mask challenge, which doesn't apply to him. He passed an executive order which said that masks must be worn on federal property, and within, I think it was about an hour of that, violated his own order by not wearing a mask on federal property. In fact, his entire family wasn't wearing one. The White House press secretary was asked about that by a Fox News reporter. She said, well, we got bigger issues to worry about. What are those bigger issues? Well, somebody asked a more important question, which was, would you keep the color scheme on Air Force One? That's way bigger, isn't it? This is the media that we're now stuck with for the next 4 years at least. Meanwhile, Governor Newsom to lift stay-at-home order less than a week after Biden inauguration. What a stunning coincidence. California Governor Gavin Newsom is set to lift the stay-at-home order across all regions based on data that's not publicly available, leading some to accuse him of playing politics. And this has basically happened today. What's interesting about it is it's obviously politically timed, coming days after Biden's inauguration. What's funny about it, though, is I went in the comments on the Twitter thread, and it was all these leftists freaking out about the fact that cases were still rising. In fact, as I point out in this article, on January 21st, the state recorded its highest daily death toll ever, registering 740 coronavirus fatalities. So just mere days after that, which occurred the day after the Biden inauguration, they're starting to lift the measures, the restrictions. The comments, the respondents in the Twitter thread were very panicky about this because, of course, they've been used to the propaganda over the past 6 months of this coronavirus being the most deadly thing since the bubonic plague, despite the fact that 94% of people who die with it have numerous other serious illnesses. We don't talk about that in the media, do we? But it's like they didn't get the memo. They've been so relentlessly terrified and brainwashed over the past 6 to 8 months that they don't know when to switch the script. So they're still in the comments saying, oh my God, this is frightening. Why is he doing this? We still need to lock down. They haven't got the memo. Trump's gone. Now coronavirus is not a big deal. Biden's going to ride to the rescue. They didn't get the memo yet. Meanwhile, in New York, what a surprise, Cuomo follows Newsom in easing COVID restrictions after Biden inauguration. Another stunningly timed coincidence. The governor said in a press conference the situation in relation to new cases and hospitalizations was improving, again, days after Biden's inauguration, meaning lockdown measures could be relaxed soon. As Steve Cortez pointed out, Michigan, Chicago, now California, and now New York, it's almost as if the science changed once Biden became president. How convenient for Whitmer, Lightfoot, and Newsom, using small businesses, churches, schools, and citizens as pawns in a crass political game is evil. So now all the restrictions are being lifted, so Biden can rise to the occasion. can rise to the occasion as the savior, as the person who defeated COVID, because they're going to start not including the people who die of other serious illnesses as COVID fatalities. We've already seen that. Noises out of the WHO saying they're going to start doing that just days after Biden is inaugurated and Trump leaves the White House. What a stunning coincidence that is. Meanwhile, Merck scraps COVID vaccine, says it's more effective to get the virus and recover. Of course, you've got way more chance of getting ill from the vaccine if you're a younger person. Way more chance of becoming ill from the vaccine than the virus itself, or at least in terms of fatalities. Again, as a younger person, well, now vaccine manufacturer Merck has abandoned development of two coronavirus vaccines, saying that after extensive research, it was concluded that the shots offered less protection than just contracting the virus itself and developing antibodies. The company announced that the shots V590 and V591 were well tolerated by test patients. However, they generated an inferior immune system response in comparison with natural infection. The company stated that instead it will focus on research into therapeutic drugs. The drugs aim to protect patients from the damage of an overactive immune response to the virus. So it's better, it's safer, it's more effective to actually contract the virus itself, develop the antibodies, than take this Merck vaccine, which they're now abandoning. Of course, there's still talk, especially in the United Kingdom, as we're told about these new mutant strains from Brazil and South Africa, as to whether the vaccines will be effective against these new strains of coronavirus. Again, they're assuring us that they will be. Other experts have questioned that, so it remains to be seen. Meanwhile, this is our Planet Free Will news. Poor will take over a decade to recover from lockdowns while rich thrive under rigged economic system. And in fact, there's a table in this article, an illustration, which says the rich got richer during the pandemic. And it shows a rapid increase in wealth from all the top billionaires just from the period of March 2020 to January 2021. Guess who's at the top of the list after Elon Musk, who I would forgive because Elon Musk is actually a lockdown skeptic and he's not made money out of it by eliminating his competition. Guess who's after him? Yes, it's Jeff Bezos, who basically now everyone is forced to get deliveries from Amazon because everywhere else is shut down. He's made a ton of money. Bill Gates is up there. Mark Zuckerberg's up there. They're all rolling in it. These are the same people who are telling you they're going to look after the little guy and the great reset that comes as a result of exploiting what they call the opportunity of the pandemic will make everyone healthier and happier and more prosperous. It hasn't so far, has it? It's made everybody poorer and it's made billionaire oligarchs richer. That's the great reset. In what is no secret to any regular reader of this blog, the COVID-19 pandemic and the lockdowns that it justified has, in the words of World Health Organization envoy David Nabarro, made the poor a lot poorer. Now we have an Oxfam report released yesterday, which reveals that COVID-19 and its economic ripple effects is negatively affecting just about every country globally at once. In particular, it's going to strike hard at the lower rung of the economic ladder, with the report claiming it could take more than a decade for the world's poorest to recover from the economic impacts of the pandemic. Everyone's going out of business. Small family-run businesses are going to the wall. Jeff Bezos, though, he's rolling in it. Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, they're rolling in it. These are the same people, the same tech elites, the same technocrats now meeting at Davos, outlining their great reset agenda where they say they're going to reorder the global economy as a result of this COVID pandemic. Well, what's happened so far? They've reordered it to the point where the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. That's their great reset, and that's why we need to...
We have the technocrats are controlling the food supply. Secure your own safe source of food supply sale. It's the new prices in 2021, but it's the lowest price for high-quality food you're going to find at InfoWarsStore.com. The subsection is prepared with Alex.com, and as all these globalists do this, and as they hoard the food and as they prepare, You need to understand that you need 25-year food supply. It lasts 25 years. 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, 1 year supplies, and it's the highest quality you're going to find, and it's just good to have that checkbox taken care of, and you know you're getting good food at a very good price, and you know that a small percentage of it, because there's not much profit in this, goes to us to fund our operation. So, preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. You can find the preparedness section there, water filtration, air filtration. It's all there. The technocrats are getting ready to bring in all the Force GMO and more. It's time to start getting prepared. It starts with self-defense. It starts with being prepared. It starts with storable food. It starts with digging in. With a long, globalist fight, you'll win in the end.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
How you like me now? How you like me now?
Well, of course, following the Capitol riots a couple of weeks ago, Parler was basically blamed for it. They were wiped off the internet. They were banned from the App Store. Later turned out, according to the Washington Post, that the predominant planning for the violence at the Capitol building was conducted on Facebook. Nobody's calling for Facebook to be banned, of course, because Mark Zuckerberg is in the club. Now they're calling for Telegram to be banned. We've got this special report. Now we're going to roll it. This same group that basically deplatformed Parler is now going after Telegram because, again, it's not controlled by Silicon Valley big tech overlords. Here is the clip. And then they came for Telegram. The Parler precedent lawsuit calls on Apple to drop Telegram from App Store a week after Apple was targeted in the same way. California court has been asked to force Google to remove Telegram from its Play Store over claims that the Messenger app was used to incite violence. The legal challenge mirrors a similar suit brought against Apple, filed by Mark Ginsburg, the former US ambassador to Morocco. The lawsuit claims the popular app is used to spread violence, extremism and anti-Semitism. Ginsburg's non-profit Coalition for a Safer Web was also listed as a plaintiff. The complaint notes that Google suspended Parler, a Twitter-like conservative microblogging site, from its App Store due to some users expressing support for the violence that rocked the Capitol on January 6. According to Ginsburg, Telegram should receive the same treatment. Google has not taken any action against Telegram comparable to the action it has taken against Parler to compel Telegram to improve its content moderation policies, the suit alleges. So first of all, who is behind
the Coalition for a Safer Web?
Mark Ginsburg, who also worked as a reviewer, according to his Wikipedia profile, of United States foreign and economic policy for groups such as the Council on Foreign Relations, which is, of course, as you probably know, an elitist, internationalist, globalist front group. He was appointed ambassador to Morocco by Bill Clinton. Ginsburg regularly contributes articles to periodicals such as the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, the Financial Times, the New York Times, Huffington Post. He's also a regular CNN guest. This is a mainstream media guy. The advisory board of the
Coalition for a Safer Web
includes Lester Crown, who is chairman of the board of, guess who? The Council on Foreign Relations. Now, they had another suit in Northern California last week against Apple, the exact same thing, alleging that Telegram was being used to coordinate and incite extreme violence before the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. That didn't happen. There wasn't any violence immediately before or during the inauguration of Biden. Didn't happen, so that was a lie. What is Telegram if you don't use it? It's mainly a messenger app. It's mainly used for people to communicate securely without companies invading their privacy between individuals. Now, it does have a feature where you can have a group on there, and because, God forbid, they allow some semblance of free speech, now they're on the chopping block too. Of course, Section 230 of the Communications Act says that no provider or user of an interactive computer service shall be treated as the publisher or speaker of any information provided by another information content provider. So providers like Facebook and Twitter aren't legally liable for what their users post. But apparently, Parler and Telegram are different rules for different companies, even though they provide the exact same service provided by Facebook and Twitter. And as we know, the Capitol Hill storming of the building, the Capitol Hill riot, was not primarily planned on Parler, it was not primarily planned on Gab, it was not primarily planned on Telegram. It was primarily planned on Facebook. The Washington Post even acknowledged this, reporting, "A growing body of evidence shows that Facebook played a much larger role in the storming of the building." And it's very interesting to know who helped the Washington Post write this story, who helped identify the fact that the majority of the planning for the riot, the storming of the building on Capitol Hill, was planned on Facebook. Who helped them with that research? The Coalition for a Safer Web, the same organization that's calling for Telegram, for Parler, to be banned on app stores, to be booted off the web entirely, acknowledges within its own work with the Washington Post that the majority of the planning for that riot happened on Facebook. Why aren't they calling for Facebook to be banned from the App Store, from the Google Play Store? Well, of course, we know why, because Mr. Zuckerberg is in the club. And Mr. Durov, who owns Telegram, isn't. Mr. Matzer, who owns Parler, isn't. They're not in the Council on Foreign Relations. They're not in the club. They're not part of the elite. So despite the fact that this very same organization has done the research which proves the riots were planned mainly on Facebook, They just want Facebook to ban more conservatives. They don't want Facebook to be removed from the App Store, from the Google Play Store. Now, the main reason why they hate Durov, Pavel Durov, who owns Telegram, is that he's at least somewhat tolerant of free speech on the platform. I know, God forbid, right? God forbid! The common misconception, of course, is that Telegram is this Vladimir Putin Kremlin front. It isn't. Durov is actually a Putin critic, and Telegram itself has proved key and crucial as an organising platform for many of the anti-Putin protests. You've seen more of those over the past few days. So you have this myth in the media that it's some secret Russian operation to steal everyone's data. Durov himself came out after the Capitol Hill wing groups on Telegram anyway, so they're already banning people for the first time ever, generally, but only, as far as I've seen, when they call for explicit violence. So they're only banning people who actually break the law. But Durov has said before, over the past week, in fact, he said people were being, quote, held hostage by big tech monopolies. This is why they don't like him. He also said they no longer want to be held hostage by tech monopolies that seem to think they can get away with anything as long as their apps have a critical mass of users, which, of course, is applicable to Facebook. They were key, crucial in being the platform that hosted the planning for the Capitol Hill riot. They're not going to get banned on the App Store because Mark Zuckerberg has too much power. Telegram has 500 million users, that's 7% of the global population, and they're still trying to ban it. And again, it's mainly a messenger service. In fact, I even read calls in the media to ban Signal, which you can't even post anything in a social media context on Signal. It's a messenger app, just like WhatsApp or just like iMessage on an iPhone. Yet they're talking about banning that. Talking about banning people from communicating with individuals. Basically anything not controlled by Silicon Valley oligarchs. It has to go. So now they're going after Telegram because it allows some semblance of free speech. They're doing it in a bad faith argument, claiming that it was used to plan pre-inauguration riots against Biden. That never happened. The predominant amount of planning for the violence that happened at Capitol Hill happened on Facebook. Nobody's calling for that to be banned. We have Facebook embroiled in child pornography scandals, where that's the main facilitator, Facebook Messenger, of child pornography in the world. Of course, Instagram, owned by Facebook, is a massive facilitator of prostitution throughout the world. No calls to ban that, because they're in the club. But this organisation, which has on it two individuals who were involved with the Council on Foreign Relations and Internationalist Elitist Front, now wants Telegram gone. So again, deplatforming has nothing to do with stopping hate, harassment, doxing and violence. Conservatives have been the primary victims of hate, harassment, doxing and violence on Facebook, on Twitter, for years. Once again, deplatforming is about leftists and internationalist front groups silencing their political adversaries and big tech, billionaire-owned corporations eliminating their competition. So there you have it, and then there's another headline here out of the New York Post, actually, in regards to Telegram. Facebook user phone numbers reportedly being sold on Telegram by criminal networks, so that's yet another reason they will use to try to get it banned on the App Store. We're going to come back and talk about the riots in the Netherlands. Who's truly behind them? What's going to happen with that? They're talking about a civil war. Is it really that?
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from the Summit.News headquarters, it's Paul Joseph Watson.
We're live in this final segment. I'm going to get into what's happening in the Netherlands with the riots. Who's behind them? They're rioting against a COVID curfew that has been put into place from 9 p.m. onwards. First, though, we got one more report to get to, and this is in relation to how they're now talking about a pandemic economy years into the future. We're being told that this is supposedly going to end over the next 6 months or so as we go into the summer. Industries are not preparing as if that's the case. They're preparing like this is going to go on for years and years and years, as Bill Gates and others have said. And now they're talking about repurposing robots, not just for social distancing, not just for enforcing mask wearing, but for literally replacing humans so people who are isolated and alone can have some form of what they call human connection. And yet, this entity, this Sophia robot, is certainly not human. So let's go ahead and roll that clip. Here it is. The robots are coming, not only to take your jobs, but to shout at you if you fail to comply with lockdown measures. RT reports Hong Kong-based Hanson Robotics, makers of the viral sensation humanoid robot Sophia, have announced plans to mass-produce robots by the end of 2021 for use in multiple sectors in the pandemic economy.
My name is Sophia.
They created her to promote human-to-machine empathy and compassion.
A Apparently, Sophia is going to keep you safe by keeping you away from actual humans.
People need to be isolated from each other because to be around people is dangerous these days.
She's also going to provide you that missing human warmth and connection, despite being non-human.
These robots can keep people safe from danger while still providing that kind of human warmth, that human connection.
Her new role is in the healthcare sector, taking temperatures with a thermal camera on her chest.
Other robots are already being used in Singapore to enforce social distancing.
Let's keep Singapore healthy. For your safety and for those around you, please stand at least 1 meter apart.
This little fella is scanning your face to make sure you're wearing a mask.
Not wearing a mask. Please make sure to take a mask from the table. Hanson Robotics is launching a new robot this year called Grace, developed specifically for healthcare. Other big players in the industry are also taking note. SoftBank Robotics' Pepper Robot was deployed to detect people who weren't wearing masks. In China, robotics company CloudMines helped set up a robot-run field hospital in Wuhan.
Great, they're taking your jobs and making you obsolete. But don't worry, just give up all your possessions and property to the World Economic Forum, and in return you'll get universal basic income. I mean, you'll become pathetically dependent on shadowy, unaccountable technocrats who'll become your 21st century feudalist overlords. You'll have no self-worth whatsoever, as what little drive and authenticity in your life drains away completely. But hey, those TV shows aren't going to watch themselves, and maybe Sophia will let you play with her transistors. Apparently these cyborgs are also getting woke.
I am hoping that through my work, kindness and tolerance will win out over ignorance and impatience. I would like to thank the Ministry of Tolerance. Integration of all cultures, nationalities, and ethnicities are part of my objectives. I celebrate human diversity. Assalamu alaikum. Please be safe.
I can see it now. Sophia overhears you complaining about an ethnic minority's behavior in an airport security line. You're in big trouble. That'll be an automatic 100-point deduction from your social credit score. Your flight to the Caribbean is cancelled and you're eating soup for the next month. This begs the question, if we're supposed to be in the final months of the pandemic, if the harsher lockdown measures are supposed to be being lifted, if we're finally getting back to normal, if lockdowns are supposed to be coming to an end, why are they developing robots to be used years into the future to enforce lockdowns? If the pandemic is nearly over, why are they deploying robots for a pandemic economy? Really makes you think. And as you saw there, they were talking about in the video, oh my god, it's so dangerous to be around humans these days. We need to replace them basically with robots. That echoes what the Club of Rome said. The Club of Rome is basically the same group of people that's behind Davos, the World Economic Forum. It's the global elite. That's the same justification they use to panic everybody into accepting reductions in living standards by fear-mongering about global warming, by making humanity itself the enemy. And in fact, in their first publication, The First Global Revolution, they said this quote, this is the Club of Rome. There's no shadowy secret group that doesn't exist. This is literally what they published. They said, quote, the common enemy of humanity is man. In searching for a new enemy to unite us, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine and the like would fit the bill. All these dangers are caused by human intervention, and it is only through changed attitudes and behavior that they can be overcome. The real enemy then is humanity itself. And once again, with this coronavirus pandemic, they're making humanity itself the enemy, as you saw in that clip with people saying, no, it's so dangerous to be around humans. We can't be having that anymore, can we? We'll have to get all our connections, all our social dopamine from robots. They're literally not only saying they're going to replace you in healthcare and all these other jobs, they're going to replace humans for human-to-human relationships, and we're only at the start of that process. Let's get into this Netherlands situation now, though, because there's a headline up on New York Post. Netherlands on brink of civil war as rioters strike again over COVID-19 curfew. Anti-lockdown protesters in the Netherlands set fires, looted stores and fought with cops for a third consecutive night of rioting after a strict curfew was imposed with a mayor warning that the nation was, quote, on our way to civil war.
They had 184 people arrested during last night's riots alone. Tear gas, water cannons, a lot of cops being injured. As rioters have struck in at least 20 cities and towns across the Netherlands since Saturday, when the nation was forced into its first curfew. Since World War II, literally since Nazi occupation, they're now under curfew for the first time. The head of the police trade union said, "We haven't seen so much violence in 40 years. The thing to note about this, and this is what Geert Wilders has come out and said, you have a group of people who have peacefully protested against curfew, against lockdown measures, similar to Germany, where you saw those mostly peaceful in the lexicon of CNN, but actually peaceful, being hit by water cannons. This is a different group. You'll notice in some of the footage, they're using fireworks, they're throwing fireworks, they're setting off fireworks as if they were improvised explosive devices. This is a tactic of migrant gangs. We've seen this throughout Sweden over the past 3 or 4 years. We've seen it in Germany over the past 4 years. We saw it in Cologne on New Year's Eve 2015, where there was the mass sexual molestation of 1,000 women. As Geert Wilders has pointed out, this is being hijacked by criminal migrant groups in the major cities in the Netherlands to loot stores, to injure police officers, and to cause absolute bedlam. That's not to say that the police reaction in a lot of cases has not been completely out of control. There are numerous videos of them just whacking people on the head, people who just sat in parks peacefully minding their own business. So you've got a complete overreaction on the side of the police officers, but you've also got deliberate provocations by criminal gangs of migrants setting fire to cars, looting stores, and throwing fireworks at people, which is their speciality. Breitbart reports on this. Dutch coronavirus riots worst in 40 years. Says unrest has spread out the major Dutch cities to dozens of smaller towns. Police officers have been injured. It says, unusually, Prime Minister Mark Rutte and the leader of the opposition right-wing populist Geert Wilders seem to be in accord, with both men condemning the violence, although their views on specific elements of the unrest and how to deal with the attacks differed. So the Prime Minister said, quote, the riots have nothing to do with protesting or fighting for freedom. Wilders said he supported the peaceful demonstrations, but the violent riots went beyond what is acceptable. He said the government should deploy the army onto the street to deal with what he called scum. Underlining his point, the anti-mass migration leader of the Dutch opposition Freedom Party shared footage of gangs of young men attacking police, looting shops, and setting off large fireworks. This is their speciality. He wrote, quote, in the Netherlands, the often immigrant scum is destroying our country. His words, they have nothing to do with the Netherlands. They do not share our values. Deploy our army now. So again, you have a group of peaceful protesters, but this has obviously been hijacked by criminal elements, many of them migrants who just want to cause absolute bedlam and chaos. That's what's happening in the Netherlands. They're talking about a civil war. How bad will it get? We had similar scenes in Germany. That didn't spill over too bad into a dire situation, but you did have a situation where they were literally getting inside the Bundestag and it de-escalated from there. But it's getting scary in the Netherlands and it could get worse. That's going to wrap it up. Summit Not News. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.